This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Wheat Ridge could be the most affected community in the plans by Jefferson County to close 16 schools where enrollment has been declining. The city northwest of Denver could lose three elementary schools. Kim St. Martin is a parent at Color Strand Elementary.
I can embrace change, but it's still just a hard thing to swallow when we've put so much into the school.
The district says declining enrollment has left many schools at half capacity and too expensive to keep open. The school board will make a final decision November 10th. The state is making money available for cities to hire more police, and the applications for grants are now open, CPR's Lucretia Wembley reports.
Governor Jared Polis wants to make Colorado one of the 10 safest states over the next 5 years. A part of that includes providing grants for recruitment, retention, and training programs for police. A new law created three public safety grant programs. Some state senators say the programs are necessary to retain officers and create a workforce that is more representative of the community. Applications for two workforce grants are now open. A program for crime prevention grants also opens this week. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Colorado's latest national sports championship is in wheelchair lacrosse. CPR's Tony Gorman was at the championship in Denver this weekend.
The Colorado Rolling Mammoth won its second straight title at Aurora's Wheel Park. Rolling Mammoth founder and coach Daniel Hirsch hopes the team's latest win helps promote the sport in Colorado.
And I would love to see it keep growing here in Colorado, get more players. And if we grew like another team or two, that'd be awesome. That'd be the ideal goal.
The championship is Denver's second lacrosse title this year. The Colorado Mammoth, who the team shares a strong relationship with, won the National Lacrosse League earlier this year. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Parts of Colorado's high country could get above-average snow this fall and winter. That's because of a La Niña pattern over the Pacific that tends to drive snowstorms to Colorado's central and northern mountains. It's mostly sunny today, with highs in the 80s around Denver.